Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, most voters in the state may be aware of who's running for governor. They might not be the case when it comes to the lieutenant governor's race. Well, some of the candidates are taking to the airwaves to make sure you know their names. Let's start over by who's running.
We've got 10 people running.
10? Oh,
10.
Well, all right.
We've got 10. We've got two former ambassadors. We've got a sitting state senator who is also a doctor. We've got an economics professor. We've got the former mayor of Richmond. But I got to tell you, okay, everybody out there in their cars, how many times have you heard or seen on television ads for the lieutenant governor's race? You've probably seen more for the lieutenant governor's race than you've seen for the governor's race.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of strange because the lieutenant governor is one heartbeat away from the governor, true, but their offices are on the same floor, true, but the governor has all the power and the lieutenant governor has none. I mean, he sits on the region, CSU, Lands Commission, and Coastal Commission, but Zippo. I think they have a staff of like two. Gavin Newsom, however, has elevated that position with his star power, and he's running for governor right now to where these people are starting to roll in and they're spending big bucks to do it.
Okay, so historically, has this office been a good launching had for other positions?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I mean, you can ask former Governor Gray Davis. He moved up. Gavin Newsom is moving up. There was a former Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. He didn't do so well. He ran up against Arnold Schwarzenegger in the recall and got, you know, flattened. But it is a lot more attractive to be, if you're running for governor, to say I'm Lieutenant Governor than Insurance Commissioner, because everybody thinks you raise their rates.
They're a favorite at this point?
No, there isn't. But it's interesting to see who we've got here. Some right here from the Bay Area. We've got Jeff Bleich. He is a big Obama fundraiser. He worked in the administration. He was the ambassador to Australia. Super lawyer, sat on a lumber board of regents, big guy, big fundraiser. You're going to be seeing ads for him that end with his Elvis impersonation pictures.
Nice.
You've got Eleni Kunalakis. She is a former ambassador to Hungary under the Obama administration. Eleni, she's been active in the housing with good reason. Her father is Angelo Sakai, a multimillionaire who is one of the biggest developers in the Sacramento area, came here as a boy of 14, worked as a farm laborer, is now one of the hugest donors, and he's contributing heavily. So you see her ad.
I see her ad every time I look up at the TV.
There's a reason for that. And then you've got former Richmond Mayor Gail McLaughlin. You've got Dr. David Hernandez. He is a state senator. You're going to be seeing more of him. Everybody's in there because, like I said, it's one heartbeat away, and possibly at the next election or two, you just might be on that list. Take the lieutenant off and go for the big one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.